frivolous things and call them necessary have-to-haves. Like pricey purses and the latest Benzes and the newest gadget up for grabs.
Welcome to Going Underground, your guide to what's hot in the under-the-radar music and art scene here in York and beyond. In this podcast, you can expect great new music and great chat with local voices and artists from all around the world. I'm Graham Smith, Editor-in-Chief of York Calling. Opening the show was Teddy Gold, an American electro-pop artist, with her track from earlier this summer, Confetti. So, this is episode 2 of the Relaunch podcast. Last week's episode was a bit of a welcome back, focused on music. This week we have our very first guest, and it's a very distinguished one. It's none other than Rudy Hayes, creative director of local independent radio station, Jorvik Radio. We have a really thought-provoking discussion. You'll want to stick around for that. But first, I chat to our managing editor, Jane, about what's been happening on our website. Hello, Jane. Welcome back to the podcast. It's great to have you back.
It's great to be back.
So what's been happening on our site this week?
So there's been, obviously with the coronavirus, you know, there haven't been many gigs being planned, that sort of thing. But with everything being, you know, lockdown being unlocked a little bit, there have been, you know, a lot of rescheduled dates announced. So, for example, Download Festival recently announced their 2021 lineup. So they've got a lot of artists that were playing this year, but they're also, they've added a few more as well. Slam Dunk Festival in Leeds has also announced new artists for next year. Again, a lot of the same artists that were meant to be playing this year, but they are adding a few more. There's also been some more dates announced by some other bands. So Palace Winter recently announced a date in Leeds for March next year at the Wardrobe. There's also been a rescheduled date for the Temptations and the Four Tops. They're playing at the First Direct Arena in Leeds in October next year. That looks pretty good. I might think about attending that myself. And also Ward Thomas, we featured them a few times before. They've actually got a new album coming out fairly soon, and they're performing at City Varieties in Leeds in April next year, so that's one to watch as well.
I have to say, it's great to be talking about gigs and festivals again. You mentioned that some of the artists are coming back to Slam Dunk and Download. What are the big names that people can look forward to?
So at Slam Dunk, we've got Sum 41 and Don Broco headlining the main stage. And then they've also announced the Punk and Drublick stage, which is like the skate punk stage. So they've got NoFX, Pennywise, Real Big Fish, all those sorts of bands. with downloads, they've kept a couple of the headliners. They kept Kiss and System of a Down, but they've also added Biffy Clyro for the Saturday headliner, which is kind of changing things up a little bit. And then quite a few new bands, but there's a few more to be announced yet, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
That sounds really exciting to me, and I'm sure people are probably already chomping at the bit to get their tickets for next year.
Oh yeah, I imagine so. Hopefully it will all go ahead next year this time.
Fingers crossed. All right, thanks a lot, Jane.
Okay, thank you.
It can't be over, that's what I told you when you said goodbye. I could barely see you leave through the tears from my eyes. I beg you to stay, I beg you to stay a million times. It can't be over, that's what I told you when you said goodbye.
City's answer to the White Stripes, Susu. I loved their stripped back and energetic blues rock, and those were some highly potent vocals. It felt classic and timeless. The track's name was It Can't Be Over. So, as I mentioned before, this week I had the chance to chat to Rudy Hayes. He is creative director of Yorvik Radio, York's newest independent radio station, which you can find in the York area at 94.8 FM and anywhere else on yorvikradio.com. We chatted about how the station is going, the importance of provoking a reaction from the audience, and how hip-hop is the folk music of today. Hi Rudy, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks Graham, thanks for asking me.
It's so good to have you on at last.
Yeah, it's taken a little time to get it together. That's more my fault than yours.
Well, I know you're a busy man. So, I mean, among a lot of other things, you are the creative director of Yorvik Radio. For those who haven't tuned into it yet, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Okay, so based in York, We're on 94.8 and on the World Wide Web on Jorvik Radio, which is J-O-R-V-I-K, which is obviously the Viking word for York. That's York in the UK. The idea is that we're a community state radio station, not for profit. And we have two things, I guess, are the two overriding aims of the station. Number one is to hold a mirror up to the city. I think it's the best place that I've ever lived. It's certainly the best place in the UK to live. And to say, look, all this great stuff that's happening in the city where you live, all this great music, all this great art, all this great commerce, these great places to eat, great things to see, all of that sort of stuff. And say, look at all this. You can take part in it. You can help it. You can develop it. You can enjoy it. You can take part in it, whatever it is, and support the city in that respect. And the second thing is to offer a very different flavour to everything else that's on the dial in terms of FM and radio listening. Now, I know there's loads of internet stations out there. If you're a specialist and you really like drum and bass, there's drum and bass stations that just play drum and bass all day. But we are aimed to be something very different that you can put on in your car, drive around in your car, have on in your kitchen, at home, but reflect the city that we live in rather than the choices of a heavily influenced central music selection committee, I guess.
And you launched back in November last year. How's it been going? Have you had much feedback from listeners? You know, what are people saying about it?
It's really interesting. So we are very different. So we were a conventional radio station in all intents and purposes. You know, there's an early breakfast show, mid-morning show, lunch times, afternoons, a sort of drive time slot, and then we go into specialist music every night of the week for 6, sometimes 8 hours a night afterwards. And we get amazing, amazing feedback for the specialist shows in that, you know, the people that really dig reggae, really dig our reggae show, but then they listen on Tuesday nights and go, do you know what? I didn't know I knew so much world music or blues or whatever it is. Really dig that. And the guys that do that, they may not be the best presenters in the world. Actually, I think some of them probably are some of the best presenters around, but they are aficionados and they really know their shallots from their onions, which is really important to us as a station. But then our daytime content, you know, with the whole disease pandemic and all of that sort of stuff, is really sort of local focused. And that's been a real boon for us as a radio station, as other local radio stations cut back on local content or on journalism or news for the local community. We're sort of finding there's a real niche and a thirst for people to want to find out what's going on in their local area. That's been really, really successful, and we're sort of going from strength to strength. And we're quite comfortable in being an acquired taste. We don't expect people to like everything that we do. That's absolutely fine. What we do want to do is promote some sort of reaction to what we do, rather than being sort of background wallpaper, a sort of magnolia, one size fits nobody type thing. You know, if you don't like the thing we're playing right now, don't worry about it. Give it another 10 minutes. There'll definitely be something along that you don't know. You want to Shazam and listen to that. Or we're going to have, you know, some local guys on talking about some arts project they're working on at the moment. You know, that's really what we're trying to focus on in a way, is that sort of difference on the dial.
Yeah, I suppose difference is a thing because, yeah, as you say, you're not going to appeal to everyone, but there are plenty of stations out there which are crowd pleasing and you know, already cater to that audience. So yeah,
I'm genuinely not sure, Graham, whether they are crowd pleasing or whether they're just so they're a noise in the background that doesn't mean that you either have to think or engage with it, but it just breaks the silence. And we're sort of not about that. We're more about the fact that, do you know what, we're not just sort of noise in the background so much. You know, the whole inform, educate thing, it's a bit grand. We're not really at that stage. But we want to say there are different flavours and some of this stuff is local to you. You know, don't just always have cheese and onion and salt and vinegar. Try something else. And, you know, what I've been surprised at is when we play, you know, a local artist, Kitty VR or something like that, everybody goes, this is great. How do I not know about this? And, my response is, I don't know. How do you not know about her? You know, you should. She's great. And you should really dig everything that she does. And she's on the station on a reasonably regular basis. And the other thing we've tried to do is attach ourselves to stuff that's already happening. So we've got musicians like Dan Webster and Rich Hardcastle and Paul Lewis and CJ Talbot and, you know, Joker's Rage and Paul Wynn. So if they, you know, and CJ from 515, you know, if there's a scene already about around a band or an artist or a particular type of music or sort of pop culture within the city, we've gone, right, who's the leaders of that? Who's everybody looking at to find the drum beat of that particular scene? And let's get them. You know, we have Harkrit from the Crescent do a show for us once a week. You know, if anybody knows the heartbeat of the city, it's him. So let's get him on. Let's give him a show. Mm. And that's the sort of ethos that we've sort of taken across the whole piece, really. And it's, you know, that's why we attach ourselves to you, Graham. That's why we attach ourselves to people like Miles Salt that does our art show. That's why we attach ourselves to people like, you know, Nick that does our morning show, that's the chairman of Camera, you know, and a former local councillor. You know, that's why we attach ourselves to those people, because they are the heartbeat and the pulse of the city, and they're connected to the right people to make it happen. And, you know, you touched on it earlier on. You know, we might play, I don't know, Charlatans or something, and the next track we play could be Kitty VR, and then we move on to playing, I don't know, some other sort of well-known artist. We don't make a big thing, you know, when there's no big banner, we're playing a local artist. We just put them in the mix. If their record is good enough and the sound of what they're playing is digestible enough, then we just put them in the mix like anybody else. And that could be, you know, you make a record and you sell that to your mum and your gran and your aunt, but it's a really good record and you happen to be from, you know, our local area. We put you on the radio like anybody else, the same as we would do, you know, the new record from, I don't know, Liam Gallagher or something, you know, Taylor Swift or something.
Yeah, I mean, and there's loads of good stuff in the local scene. I remember when I launched York Calling, I had no trouble finding lots of really good bands, you know, surprisingly good bands that, you know, are just flying under the radar. I've always kind of wondered why that is. Is it sort of a thing unique to York that, you know, the powers that be aren't looking at York in particular?
I think there's a comfortableness here in York in that we are, you know, we play everything. You know, we've got local hip hop shows, local metal shows, local blues shows, local northern soul, ska shows, you know, local hip hop, you know, guys doing that genre of music, funk, locally. That's because we're sort of comfortable. I think we're comfortable as a place, who we are as a city. You know, I don't think we're not big enough to sort of be Leeds and sort of be enviously looking over the sort of Pennines at Manchester and saying, if only that was us, or looking down the road at Sheffield and saying, oh, I wish we had their musical pedigree, or, you know, we haven't got the sort of hipster cool swagger of, say, Brighton. We're just our own people here, and we're a bit of it's one of those cities that if you meet, I mean, you can tell from my accent I'm not from here, but it's one of those cities when you meet people and you meet them for the first time and they say where you're from and what, you know, what the rest of it. And you say, you know, particularly if you're abroad or something, and they say, oh, is it from York? Everybody knows where it is. You know, every musician that I ever interviewed on my radio show that's come from the States, they all know where York is. You know, they don't know where Doncaster is. They probably know Oxford. Yeah, probably Cambridge, but they struggle to put Norwich on a map. You know, they probably struggle to put Bristol on a map, to be honest, most of the time. And that's a much bigger city. And I think we're sort of comfortable in who we are. I think we're also very lucky in that the city's quite small, so it's got one of everything. So if you want to go to a gig on a night time, you can. If you want to see the latest movie, you can. If you want to go to the theatre and see good art, you can. If you want to go to the, you know, art galleries, there's good makers, there's good creatives here in the city. There's one of everything, but it's still small enough that everybody knows everybody without it being competition and trying to do everybody else over. So there's a sort of community level of support that goes, you know what, I don't know, Paul Lewis has got a new record out, was playing a new gig with Lowry, and we're going to go and see them, you know, turn out their new EP or whatever it is that we're going to do. And other musicians will go. And then 3 days later, you might go and watch Boss Kane play. And 2/3 of the audience were at Paul's gig earlier in the week. And it's because, you know, they're probably playing on each other's records and they're in each other's bands. And it's a small enough scene, but it's also big enough that there's, you know, you can find new nuggets every day. You know, if you look at some of the stuff that comes out of Young Thugs and Dave Greenbrown, there's a whole plethora of weird stuff that comes out of there. And then you meet somebody like CJ that does our hip hop show on a Friday night, and there's a whole host of other stuff that I just didn't even know that existed. A whole other flavour of stuff that wasn't there. And you know, that's you know, a whole other thing that comes out. And then you meet somebody like Kimberly Duncan that's making, what are we calling that, street soul? You know, that's completely different from what Dan Lucas is turning out as Boss Kane, which is sort of heartbroken, whiskey sodden country music, you know? And you've got all stock and all of that in a city that's, you know, 200,000 people, the size of Plymouth.
Yeah, I mean, that is the perfect segue to my last question, actually, because I know, like me, you have a kind of probably an eclectic taste in music. Is that fair enough to say? You know, you're always seeking out, you know, weird and wonderful and new things. That's the highest of compliments, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, I'm exactly the same. So, you know, what gems have you dug out recently?
I don't have a regular show on the station, partly because there's too much, you know, there's too many people want to do stuff for us, and there's too many slots and not enough slots and too many people wanting to come forward with stuff. So one of the things that I tend to do is just debt for other people. So I've been really lucky in the last 6 months, particularly. I've done some world music shows for Miles Nixon. I've done some hip hop shows for Skeptic on a Sunday night. I've done a couple of metal shows, actually, which is, you know, it's a real stretch for me, that, because that's a genre that I'm really inadequate in. You know, I've done some country stuff. I've done all sorts of bits and pieces like that. And one of the things that I've been really humbled by is the fact that I thought I knew music, but actually, Graham, I'm just peeling the foil back, man. I'm just, you know, I'm barely looking inside the pot at the moment. And there's just so many other flavours out there that I met because of lockdown. It hasn't come to fruition yet, but we're going to put a new jazz show on the air. And the girl that was giving us the details of the jazz stuff and what we should play on the jazz show, you know, I don't know the names, I don't know the, you know, I don't understand the time signatures, I don't understand quite a lot of what these guys are playing, but the breadth of it is incredible. And then on the other side, we'll meet somebody like Dave Potter, who does a show for us on a Tuesday night called Dirty Fidelity, and that comes out of a club night that's held in York. And that's electronic music that defies kind of comprehension. It's a really strange, I wouldn't know what it's not techno, but it's not whatever. But one of the things that I've enjoyed more than anything else is discovering from Paul Lewis's show, from Dave Atkins' show, from Miles' show, from across the board, is loads and loads of really good, really tuneful, really sort of jazz infused French hip hop. And I've loved discovering that. That's been, you know, I felt like I'm 13 and I'm 14 discovering youth culture for a whole other time again. And that's been a real joy. And I've tried to drop quite a lot of that whenever I've done a show. And one of the things that we do, and I know that you've done one for us in the past, is on Sunday night, we have something called the roulette, and we ask presenters, cultural tastemakers like yourself, to give us an hour's worth of tunes that we put together in the roulette. And it's different every night or every week of the year. It's different presenters. And we ask the presenters not to play the genre that they're sort of attached to. And that's been really terrific. We've had people doing music from computer games and classical music from the metal people and stuff. It's been great. But the thing that I've really picked up on that I've really enjoyed, which I know is going to be mind-bending because you sort of know me for doing my sort of Americana and country stuff, I've been really digging some French hip-hop of late, and that's something I just didn't expect to find. You know, the cadence and the poetry of the stuff is terrific.
Well, I think if that's not enough to entice people to tune into your Vic Radio, I don't know what is.
Come on, I just want to ask you, Greg, because, you know, I'm always about, you know, mining other scenes. What about you? Is there something you'd recommend for us? I know I'm not supposed to be interviewing you, but come on, I'm always after a few gems that I might have missed. Is there something that you think we ought to be dropping that we're not, Graham? That's the question.
Oh, well, I mean, you've really put me on the spot there. to be honest, one thing that I've really picked up on, and probably because there's more of it about at the moment, is sort of conscientious hip-hop. I mean, there's a lot of reaction to, obviously, Black Lives Matter has has gained a lot of prominence recently, and there is, you know, there's a lot coming out on that subject, you know, the protest that they're making, and some of it is incredible. I'm struggling to remember the name of the artist now, but he's done a piece with an architect of all people. He does the architect does a bit of spoken word in amongst the rapping, where he's describing how he would make some shoes for that the guy who was shot while he's running in America. It's just a really powerful piece, and I'll have to dig out the name and I'll record it later on what the name is so the audience picks it up. But
I think that's you may feel slightly differently, but that's the folk music of our times. You know, we have folk on the station, and you know, we sort of always look back, and there's, you know, quite a lot of rebel songs in all of that, and I think that chimes more easily, you know, with me as a middle-aged white guy living in, you know, a reasonably affluent city in York, a lot easier than some of the sort of more esoteric hip hop stuff that's out. But it feels to me right now that's the folk music of our times, of our generation, that and some of the sort of grime stuff that's coming out of, you know, Dave and Stormzy and sort of mainstream stuff which we drop during the daytime. And that just feels like it feels to me that they're at a pivot point, that we can go from being that sort of superficial feel to what hip hop is, to being something much more weighty and of worth. And I think we're at that turning point. So yeah, I'm completely with you on that. I mean, it's not something I understand, and I shouldn't do. It's not aimed at me, but I take your point. I think we're really at a point there for that to be the swing point that it can, it could probably be this generation's punk rock without any doubt.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for coming on, Rudy. It's been a pleasure.
No, Graham, it's all mine. And thanks for asking. Much appreciated.
So the track I mentioned in that interview was by Grammy Award-winning American artist Lupe Fiasco from his new collaborative EP with producer Kylan Ellis. The architect in question was Virgil Abloh, and he's talking about designing shoes for Armored Arbery. You can check out the track and my full review of it on the website. The next song I'm going to play is also very much in that protest movement. It's by an American singer-songwriter called Macklin. It's not hip-hop, and it's very much in the blues tradition. It's the emotionally powerful tale of Emmett Till, who in 1955 was 14 years old. He was accused of offending white women and was resultantly lynched for it. Macklin tells the story with his unique voice and gives it a fresh feel. And though the story is over 60 years old, it feels relevant to today. It's called A Mother's Love Song for Her Child.
She sent him south by train to Mississippi. Come kiss me, boy. You don't know if you'll see me again. If you'll see me again. If you'll see me again. Come and kiss me, boy. You don't know if you'll see me again. Then he went off with his father's ring in hand. 14-year-old boy to see his great uncle, to see his uncle, to see his uncle. 14-year-old boy to see his great uncle. Then he went to the store where a bad girl cashier, he whistled at her, and two fair men got their guns. They got their guns. They got their guns. He whistled at her, and two fair men got their guns. That battered body of boy 14 found in a river. It's the Birmingham Wild. It's called the death of innocence. A mother's last son to her child, who was taken way too young from his mother's side. It's called the death of innocence. A mother's last son to her child, who was taken way too young from his mother's side. From his mother's side. From his mother's side, the boy was taken way too young. From his mother, from his mother's side.
So that about wraps it up for this week. I've got one more track to play for you, and it's by an artist called Noel Johnson, NDJ. He's from Birmingham, Alabama, and has a deeply personal style. The track is an intense and expansive commentary on the state of the world, something you could imagine John Lennon writing today. It's called So Out of Style. Next week, you will have the pleasure of two podcasts with a lot of new music and a chat with Simon from Rotherham's indie pop band Alvarez Kings. I hope to see you soon.
When I was a child, I was hip for a while. Back in junior high school, but now I'm so out of style. The world is on fire, flaming arrows from hell, and evil men dwell in high places of power. And only fools still believe in peace when blood soaks your dreams and fear rules your streets. And it's not cool smart, they will say, my bed is a nail, my head is a snail, but God bless the confusion, it disturbs the illusion, so my heart don't go stale. Everything shines in a polished mind. Your shoes taste the sidewalk, your mouth makes some high talk, and everybody's alright. But only not cool.
This is the day that love.